the Rowe Auto Group Westbrook Auburn Studios. It's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
Too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough.
Oh, baby. My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to, no matter how I try.
It is 9:35. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. I want to thank the Patriot Radio Group for carrying the morning show. Haven't said anything about them recently because we've been so busy around here, but we are really grateful to Stan Bennett and the Patriot Radio Group for carrying the morning show that takes us all the way up to Rangeley and over into New Hampshire on regular radio. Dove Sachs is here.
Hey.
We call him the Dovester.
Morning.
I called him that at church the other day, and his kids were like, and I said, don't you call your dad the Dovester? I mean, that's a better name than dad, right? And they're like, no, we like dad.
They got a kick out of it.
Yeah, they're smart. They're very smart.
They've heard it before. I mean, come on.
David Whitney is here. He is the Maine Republican Party National Committee man. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see you. And the lady who said right before Christmas that Christmas calories don't count. Mm. And since I was going on vacation on December 24th and coming back on January the 6th, I decided to try it out, Giselle DeGrinney. And I actually did not care when I took a break from my quest to lose weight. And I did not care what I ate. And when I left on December 24th, I weighed one thing. And when I came back on January 6th, I weighed less.
Oh. Very good.
So I didn't know this. So I told John this the other day. John DeGrinney is here as well. They're both from Lynn Libby Candy. John said, well, why don't we see if we can make that work out for Valentine's Day? So,
that's right. Let's push Valentine's.
But you have to make a public proclamation or it won't work.
Not sure the FDA would approve.
Maybe Bobby Kennedy wouldn't approve either. Yeah. But we're doing it before he's sworn in.
Does anyone have any connections with Bobby?
Yeah.
So I do have to tell you, Ray, we've added some listeners in the Inverness, Scotland area.
Oh, you have?
I just got my WhatsApp is saying that Giselle's niece Julia and nephew Ross are listening.
Her husband Ross.
I'm sorry, her husband. Right. I should clarify. Her husband Ross.
And my sisters.
Julia and
too.
Ross. Yep. They're listening.
The Dingwalls.
Yep. The Dingwalls.
I thought at first you were going to say Ross and Rachel, and it's going to be like, wait
no,
a minute.
No.
The Dingwalls.
We have listeners listening in Scotland. Yay. Right now. So
are the Dingwalls related to the Griswolds, and are they on an epic European
it's
trip?
It's a common name. It's like Smith in Scotland, from what I understand.
But, freedom.
Right.
Absolutely. Freedom.
Scotland morning here on the international Ray Richardson show.
Absolutely. Well, we're thrilled they're listening. And I am English, Irish, Scottish, and Welsh, or as Mike Violet says, the whitest guy in Maine.
You know you have a great culture when around the world people scream freedom when they hear about your
Absolutely.
Country.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's a fact.
Exactly.
A lot of that's credit to Mel Gibson. But
one of the greatest movies ever.
Incredible.
Loosely based on history. But
yeah,
right.
Loosely.
Yeah. Well, it's the ethos.
Everything is, right?
It's the spirit of it.
I thought Robert the Bruce was not a real person, but I went and looked him up after the first time I watched it, and he absolutely was.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that is, I mean, the history is as good as the movie, that story.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just, it is all credit
and
to Scotland.
Bannockburn happened, the final battle.
Yeah. And as brutal as Braveheart was,
right.
History was probably much more brutal.
It actually was worse what happened to him. But that's in any
event. Yeah, much more brutal. So you guys brought candy. What did you bring, Giselle DeGrinney?
So we're going to spread the love Valentine's Day, right?
Love.
We're
going to
spread the love. So we've got all kinds of things. We've got, so of course, you get the romantic love, right?
That's right.
But we also, we're kind
the
of
Eros.
Including.
The Eros.
Right. So we're including, we've got a gift box that's one that says kindness on it. So it's for anybody, you know, maybe your teacher, maybe a coworker. So I've got that. I've got one that's for besties. So friends, mm-hmm. right? Give it to your friends, a candy bar that says besties on it.
Is that milk chocolate?
It is milk chocolate.
Creamy,
yes.
Rich Lynn Libby milk chocolate.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. So this is fun for me. I love this time of year, right? Perfectly.
Yes. Giselle and her sister Nicole are the research and development team. And Nicole's in Scotland too, I should say.
Oh,
so
wow.
Shout
right.
out to Giselle's
exactly.
sister in Scotland.
Exactly. So then we have some cute packages that say you're officially awesome. So it's got some boiled fish in the package with a Valentine heart.
Should we be tasting these as you described them?
Those are very cool.
To yes. narrate the taste.
Very cool.
Exactly. And we've got one for you're the MVP of my heart. So a little chocolate bowl, basketballs, and then a heart, right?
Well, hey, the basketball tournament is coming up March 1, right in time for that.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really cool. I haven't seen
high school
before.
Basketball tournament. You know, it's a big deal in Maine.
It is. It is. So we have some people who can have that, right? And then we've got I'm Hooked on You for the fishermen, right?
Beautiful.
Or fishermen, right? Fishermen.
How are both of you in such great shape is really the question.
It's right? physical, so it's physical work, actually.
Do you get high in your own supply at all or
a
no?
Little bit.
Yeah, right.
And John has shown us on Facebook he goes out running.
Yeah, well, running is, you're being euphemistic and kind, but yeah.
Well, it's a fast walk then.
There we go.
Right,
there we go.
Right.
So these rocks are candies?
So these rocks are candies, yes, and they have chocolate on the inside, and you get the chocolate fish along with a couple of our milk chocolate sea salt caramels go into the box that say I'm hooked on
beautiful.
You.
Right.
Sea salt caramels?
Yes, very good, right? And then another cute one is Kiss a Frog. So for sometimes you get a kiss a frog.
Hey,
because who doesn't want to kiss a frog?
Right.
We're grateful.
Well, sometimes you got to kiss a few frogs before you find the real
right.
one, right?
If you kiss the right one, you know.
So a chocolate frog with a little foiled milk chocolate lips in that package.
I love that.
And for Maine, we've got the Mousse Smooch, which, of course, is a chocolate mousse with some little sour gummy lips.
Oh, that looks awesome.
So those are a couple of new items that we have. But we also have the chocolate-covered strawberries. Which
better
we're
use
doing.
Up all that red dye before.
Oh, that's
true.
I know.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Coming.
Greater regulations. And I was hand-cracking coconuts for the Needhams this morning.
Yes, of course, because you do
this
that.
Morning. So.
Fresh as fresh can be.
Fresh
chocolate-covered strawberries. Right. That's really the coup de grace. Yeah. So tell us about that.
So we're doing it for 3 days this year, right? Because Valentine falls on a Friday.
Yep.
So we're dipping on Thursday, Friday. And Saturday,
right.
just in
so
case.
So if you get into a little trouble and you can't get what you need for the Friday actual event, you could run out Saturday and get some chocolate-covered strawberries at Lynn Libby Candies.
Well, and what if your sweetie's traveling or something?
Right.
They don't even get in until Saturday. You've still got that stop to make, right?
Or if you just like fresh hand-dipped strawberries that were done that day.
Which is really what would be my excuse.
It's still fine to just come by for the strawberries.
Right. So... Yeah, this is a great time of year. I mean, yesterday a gentleman who was about, 60 or so was in the shop, and he had, he had a priority mail box, and he was just filling the priority mail box with all the goodies, getting ready to ship them. So,
I never will forget my son Connor, who's been married now, it'll be 8 years, February 2nd. The first time he went over to your place to get chocolate-covered strawberries, milk chocolate, he called me up and he said, Dad, there cannot be better milk chocolate in the whole world. He
so
loved
nice.
It. Yeah, I told you that.
Oh, I met him at the shop.
Yeah, you met him at the shop.
I met him. We had actually roped in a number of family members because that was a particularly busy session when he was there. But I met Connor. Yeah.
Said it was the absolute best milk chocolate. And we're chocolate family. My mother said she would always live long enough until chocolate became a health food. And as you know,
and
it
here
did.
We are, right? Darn.
Yeah. I have a little great story. Back, I don't know how many people know this, but John, I met as JP
back in the day,
when he was a lawyer in his in his former life, and we used to work on cases together. And one time we got a great result, and
more than one time
we've had a lot of great results. But one time we had a great result, and the money was coming in, and he would have done this anyway, but we were excited, and I had my kids with me, and John gave them probably what will end up being the greatest experience of their lives, which was just kind of free range with, whatever, with a big box.
Oh,
and those
so nice.
Those two kids, every time we go down Route 1, anywhere within a five miles of your shop, they just recount it.
Well, they're lovely kids, and we had a lot of fun. We did a little kitchen tour and just said, go loose in the shop and grab what you
thank
want.
Thank you.
And
thank you on behalf of the Sachs kids.
And Dove and I had a lot of fun as lawyers back in the day, and Dove as you know, is still at it and is one of the best in the state.
Hey, so. Appreciate that very much.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, and I should say, what one of the things that makes him as good as he is really cares about his clients.
Right. Hey, thank you. So. Yeah. That's the nicest thing someone could say.
Yeah,
to
one
a
of
lawyer,
the first times you were in here, I told you, my buddy Bob Morrow called me. You were handling a case for his daughter, and he just said that you treated her like she was family, and that was what mattered to him because it was his family.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really kind. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I told you that.
What's that?
You don't have to be shocked. I told you that before.
That was.
But it's always nice to hear.
Very nice. Thank you.
Very nice to hear when you treat people like family.
Hey, you know?
Just like John and Giselle treat us like family.
Well, you might not know, but Giselle's niece actually worked for Dove for a little bit.
Right. So Caroline, who is Julia, who's in, you know, Inverness right now. This is her sister. Dove worked with Caroline, and Caroline's in her second year of law school.
She's a rock star. She's a you know, when you meet some kids, it doesn't matter how old. I'm sure David, at age 8, when you were tipping and went into flows with
when
the,
he was selling his nickel bag his nickel that he got his mom to help him with.
David was telling us earlier about how he started his wreath company when he was 8. He started tipping the tips of the spruce trees and brought it into the local store to sell. And if you had met Dave then, same as. As Caroline. Caroline?
Caroline, yeah.
Caroline, excuse me. Because she didn't work directly for me. Otherwise, of course, I'd know. Yep. We were in the same firm.
That was a good save, Dove. You're very good.
No,
good.
Well, it's the truth. Of course, I would know her name. But we didn't get to know each other well or see her much. But when we talked, superstar.
Yeah. Well, Maine is a small state. And we all, it's funny how we link up. And Dove, I work for his partner. And quite funny.
Did you go to Villanova?
I went to Villanova.
Yeah.
I went to Villanova.
Were you there back in the day when they won?
I just missed it.
Really?
I just missed it. I think they won in 85, and I started in 88 at Villanova. But still a lot of fun. Still a great school.
Oh, yeah.
Recommended highly.
A lot of stories.
We're actually going back to Philly Saturday. So.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of, you know, swag, a lot of Eagles stuff going, right? We're going to have to get a shirt
Are you guys
or something,
Eagles fans,
right?
Too?
I picked up a little bit of Eagles fan when I was down there. So,
but our kids live in Kansas City.
But Pat's ahead of Eagles.
Mm.
You better, John. You're on there.
Yeah. We're on the air. I'm
trying to help you out.
Sorry, Dove. Good save. Love the Patriots. Yeah.
Yeah. So
awesome.
You know you love them when they're not doing well, right?
Right.
You have to.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It was always coming, and it just kept lasting and lasting and lasting. They were great, great, great. And now it's just, you know, we can't complain.
That which cannot continue shall cease, as they say.
Yeah. So.
Well said, sir. Well said.
So deep.
So are all three girls still in KC?
They are. They are. They are making some grumblings about moving to the southeast, but we shall see. At least
one to Idaho. So.
Right. Well, the oldest and the middle are thinking about maybe going to Florida.
I can't remember which one's engaged.
Grace,
the youngest. She's, so Idaho's. They're thinking Idaho, but
it's scenic out there.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Couldn't be further.
It couldn't be further. Yeah, but we shall see, right? We shall see.
It's a different culture in a state that has like super majority Republican, right?
I was going to say the politics are right.
Very
that's
different.
For sure.
It creates its own issues when there's
that the truth.
Yep.
Isn't that
they have
truth?
Issues when they have monopolies? Like California has the Democrat monopoly. There's issues on the other side.
Yeah, they're not good.
But those issues are manageable as opposed to LA's burning down.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
Over the smelt fish.
Yeah.
The poor smelt.
Yep. Plenty of smelt in Maine.
So here's my question.
We haven't had that in a while.
Oh, I know we're talking chocolate here, but on the smelt. What would have happened to the smelt if mankind had not diverted all the water?
The smelt in Maine would have said, look at us.
Would it,
they
would,
all died in California.
It would have
here
been,
we are.
It would have been, you know, I mean, these people are all into Darwin. It would have been Darwin's rule, survivors of the fittest. Survival of the fittest, right?
There you go.
Was it Jurassic Park that said nature will find a way?
But apparently the Pacific Ocean was running dry. I didn't know that. So Gavin Newsom helped them out. Yeah. Crazy. We're talking chocolate, aren't we?
Well, just Giselle
and John went very quiet.
Tips beget money, beget candy.
And it's funny, David had said that earlier as the motivation
for
why he got into it was to get money for candy.
My mother wouldn't buy me candy.
Now we're full circle. Now we're full circle. The candy literally showed up. It's in front of you
there
in a pile.
So what I'm hearing is we need more wreath-making, tipping people in the world, or tipping in the world.
You're not. That's David's company, the wreaths.
Yes, they're lovely. They're lovely. Dove gives your wreaths.
I think you guys should make a solid milk chocolate Santa that could be attached to his wreaths.
Cross
marketing.
That's
called value added. Yeah,
value,
it's a great idea. Value added.
Yeah. I love it.
Not only is the wreath aromatic and beautiful, but it's also tasty.
Yeah, it is beautiful. Doe's been giving them to me for years, and they hang prominently in our home.
It was beautiful. Yeah. It was beautiful.
Ours is still hanging, and it's not brown yet. I was telling David that this morning. It's extraordinary, really.
Yeah.
But today's the 30th.
Whitney wreaths are one of a kind.
Which is nice because I decorate the candy store, so when I get home, I'm like, nah, I don't really have the energy to decorate so much. So it was nice when that showed up.
Right on our doorstep, right?
It's like,
beautiful wreath right on the doorstep. Okay, we don't have to go out. There. Right.
So. What kind of wreath is it? It's a Whitney.
I think we got the classic Whitney.
Is that like the Mercedes-Benz?
Original.
WhitneyWreath.com. No, not plural. No S on the end.
Very good.
Have you, do you watch Hallmark at all?
Yes.
So there was a movie at Christmas, and they were having trouble selling their Christmas trees. So they decided to brand them that they were the freshest, the longest lasting. They came up with this iconic idea for a photograph, and it turned it all. He thought he was going to lose his Christmas tree farm. Have you ever seen that movie? Look it up.
I think
you would appreciate it because of what you do for a living. Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah. Very cool.
So
very cool.
Do you guys do a ton of the year's business around
Valentine's
Day?
Is the
Easter,
I guess, is big.
Yeah. The Valentine's Day sale is the biggest in terms of actual intensity.
So this is the busiest season?
Busiest day or two of the year.
Yeah, it's compressed. Yeah. And so it's John's up crack of dawn, getting strawberries ready.
Well, now that you've declared the Valentine calories don't count, I think it's going to be even bigger.
Even busier.
Fruit with chocolate, right?
I'm proof positive. I weighed less on the 6th than I did the 24th.
Do we need a legal disclaimer, though, about, chocolate, actually?
Dark chocolate can be
I think the key would be is that you've made the claim, someone's going to have to disprove it, right?
As long as it's not a government entity, I'll be very happy.
Yeah, you're not kidding about that.
So super busy right up until the day, and then just chills out overnight.
Yeah. Valentine's, the couple days for Valentine's is crazy, and then we go back to preparing for the summer and getting Easter, making Easter bunnies, and those types of things.
Right, but those last couple days, it's all men that come in. It's it's a lot of
fear in their eyes.
Oh my goodness, I forgot.
What did we talk about the other day?
Yeah,
I said it right on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, if you mess up on Valentine's Day, Valentine's night doesn't work out so well.
Yeah, yeah. But you can pre-order your strawberries, so that's great. Yeah.
By the way, are you shipping? Are you shipping?
Not strawberries. Yeah, they won't stay.
Too difficult.
We don't vouch for strawberries that stick around for longer than
12 hours.
12 hours. I mean, they start to not look so good. So.
Well, they don't last 12 hours in my home. I can tell you
that's a good. Right. That's a good way.
So, what can you ship though? What will you ship? Enough time?
Yeah. Oh yes. And all the stuff that I just showed you. Our website has at least 40 different items of Valentine, so you definitely find something on there.
But you don't ship to California.
LenLibby.com. We do not ship to California. Some couple extra regulations from California, and our legal team said the juice is not worth the squeeze.
I was telling them I wrote a children's book at Christmas, and the publisher that took it sold it all over the world. And that going through, this is a book now, a little children's book. Yeah. It's hardcover, but a little children's book. I felt like I went through an IRS audit with the European Union, signing all of their documents because they have so many rules and regulations about a little children's book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
There's a carcinogen warning that they require for California. And there's also data collection disavowal or something like that. And we're these are just two extra regulations.
Do chocolates have carcinogens in them?
I've never heard that there's an issue.
I've never even seen a study on it.
Well, I think that everything is carcinogenic, I suppose. If you oxygen when breathed in large quantities over a prolonged period of time may be carcinogenic, according to California.
California oxygen is.
Well, that might be true, too, but that's...
Certainly right now it is. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, so we're just not...
Yeah. But you ship everywhere else.
We ship everywhere else. Yeah. All the other states.
So the family listening in Florida right now, you too can get Len Libby candy.
Right. We do have a lot of clients from Florida.
Tons.
I don't know if it's the snowbirds or, but we do have a lot. Lots we ship a lot to Florida. Yeah. So
that's good.
Lots of ice packs headed south.
Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really would not want the chocolate to melt.
Nope.
So that's a good idea.
So, it's a good time of year. It's a fun time of year at Len Libby for sure.
Well, it's always great when you guys come in because, when you talk about chocolate, you can't get upset about anything unless there isn't chocolate.
Yeah, no. Fortunately, all the supply chain kinks have, you know, been worked out for the last several years. So yeah.
Right.
Let's go. We're back online here.
Yeah. So Market Basket helps us out with our strawberries.
Yeah, we want to
Mike
do a shout
over
out.
At Market Basket.
Mike
He's a good
over
guy.
At Market Basket.
We
Westbrook.
Knew that because last year, John, you may remember, Dee Dee ran into you and you were buying strawberries at Market Basket. And she came back and she said, those are Market Basket strawberries. Well, they have fresh produce there. Why wouldn't they be? Yeah.
Westbrook coming
guy.
Through again.
Yeah.
And Mike in their department will hook you up.
That's a great Market Basket, that one.
Yeah, yeah,
fantastic one.
Is.
We travel there just for our personal stuff.
It's a pleasure to be in there. Pleasure to shop there.
Yeah.
Prices are great.
Yep.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah,
no
so,
doubt. Do you have a Market Basket near you?
We only have a Hannaford.
Hannaford?
Mm. Yeah. And when you were talking about shopping, men shopping just in time, I swear all men shop at Walgreens for Christmas.
yeah. But if it has a Len Libby sticker on it, you know, you're in better shape.
Right, right. I had an on-air partner the first 7 years we did the show, and the joke was always at 5:30 at the time it was Rite Aid, get out of the way because Teddy was going to the aisle, it says, as seen on TV. And if you were in the way, you got run over.
Yeah,
yes. I'm the
he
same
did,
way.
Did all
I
of his
that
shopping.
Aisle right to it, as seen on TV.
As seen on TV. Because if it's on TV, it must be better, right?
They got you.
I mean, there's some cool things on that shelf every time.
Yeah, that is true. There is true. So we can start buying the thing that people really care about, and we've gotten a couple of texts already about it. They can start buying chocolate-covered strawberries because that's what their spouses want or their girlfriends or whatever.
Yep.
When can they start getting them?
Thursday.
What time?
Thursday.
What time are they going to be ready, Chich?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock in the morning. But if you need a massive order... give us some
A lot
define
of
companies
massive.
Bring it. Well, 10 pounds or over. Was this what
Sometimes people are throwing a party and they want 15 pounds of strawberries. If you show up right at 10 o'clock, we're hand dipping them that morning.
That's a really good question. Will you do that if somebody, you know, in April or May came to you and said, hey, I had them at Valentine's. We're having a party. I need 10 pounds of chocolate covered strawberries. Will
know.
You do it?
Yeah. I mean, we do sort of custom orders for a large order or people really know what they want and they want to call us. We'll take care of that.
Can you do a chocolate mold that says vote yes that we can send to all 100 senators?
Interesting.
We can.
I mean, if they eat that, it may influence them. You never know. You never know. Are we done?
No, just our headsets went out.
Oh, they went out?
They were having some tech issues out front when we were coming in. They were
We're having internet issues. In fact, he has been on the screen for an hour.
Yeah. He hasn't moved.
It's really trippy. Every time I look, it's the same exact picture.
It was a little freaky the first time.
But we're on the air, though.
Oh, yeah, we're on the air. Oh, absolutely on the air. That's
cool. It felt like maybe we had...
Were you here the day then that the commercials, the music, the news, everything went out? I literally talked for 4 hours straight one day.
Wow.
Yeah, in October. Were you here that day?
No, I wasn't with you.
Can't remember who was here, but 4 hours straight, we couldn't do anything. Something had happened. There was a glitch. It shut it all down, and it took the engineer until about 11:30 to get it fixed. So.
Broadcast professional, 4 hours of uninterrupted.
No one has ever called me a broadcast professional. I may be a broadcaster, but I'm definitely not a professional.
4 hours of wisdom. There you go.
I don't know about that either, but it was actually fun because I've always said, hey, if guests are scheduled and they don't make it, I don't worry about it. I can speak for 4 hours in one breath. I actually demonstrated it back in October.
Cool. Dave, I know you wanted to mention the poker tournament before you have to sign off in a couple minutes. So if you want to get it in.
You guys, you ever play poker?
Yes.
You ever play poker?
Yeah, I love poker. Yeah.
Okay, so Maine GOP, when we contribute to campaigns, We contribute to someone that we care about and that we believe in. But people generally don't like to contribute money to Maine GOP because it's not sexy. Like, they have a building, they have employees, they have electric bills. And you know, that's just not fun. That's not getting a Republican. So National Committee Man, National Committee Woman, we have devised a way to have a fundraiser that's going to be fun. We're going to put on a poker championship, and it's going to be held around the Bangor area. Details are still formulating, March 22nd. So you donate $250 to Maine GOP for this special event, and you're going to get into the event. You're going to have a meal from Big Cat Catering, barbecue, really good, really good. And you're going to play against Maine poker players from around Maine that are conservative Republicans, as well as politicians, maybe a few big names in the poker world working on that.
Because that's a world you swim in.
That's the world I swim in. Yeah, I've played poker for 46 years.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure everyone knew this is serious.
Love poker. And this is going to be a way the National Committee man and woman, because many people don't know the positions very well. And the main GOP, when Trump was not allowed, when Shana Bellows wasn't going to allow Trump on the ballot, it wasn't Trump that fixed it. It wasn't Ray Richardson that fixed it. It was Maine GOP that fixed it. They serve a purpose that is very, very important, and we need to support it. And so this poker championship, March 22nd, will help raise funds that will be earmarked for Maine GOP and for National Committee man and woman to determine, you know, some special projects to do with it. And it will be a fun way to get people that aren't typically involved in Republican politics. There's a lot of Republican poker players in
the
state of Maine.
What's the pot at the end of the
Well, there's going to be a grand prize for a 1,000cc Argo ATV, and there will be numerous sponsors of this grand prize. It's worth probably $12,000. If you win the championship, nice. You win the ATV. There's going to be other prizes for the top 10 to 20. Still details coming in. Maybe baskets from different county committees around the state.
I hate to do this. How do people find out about it? We got to run.
MaineGOP.com.
MaineGOP.com. John is Giselle DeGrenny. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Remember, everybody, Valentine's calories don't count. Giselle said so. You can start getting your strawberries on Thursday before Valentine's at 10 a.m. Go to LynnLibby.com to find out more. Dovster,
hey,
always good to see you, bro.
Great to hang.
We got to run.
Restore the public trust and return the FBI to its core mission of fighting crime.
Republican Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley. Many Democrats are skeptical of Patel and past controversial comments about the FBI. This hour, Tulsi Gabbard faces a lot of scrutiny at her hearing as the Director of National Intelligence nominee, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. faces his second day of tough questions as the Trump pick to lead Health and Human Services. America's listening to Fox News.
So much to celebrate, but the fight has just begun. The fight to fix our nation, the fight for life. They go hand in hand, especially when we see how abortion took center stage in this historic election. That's why we can't stop talking about the Ministry of Preborn. Preborn has rescued over 300,000 babies. How? By loving mothers with an unplanned pregnancy and introducing them to their baby on an ultrasound. Once she sees her baby and hears the heartbeat, her baby's chance at life doubles. Preborn and their network of clinics are on standby for babies and mothers. Meet Deanna.
I'm at the doctor and they do a bedside sonogram. As I'm looking at the sonogram, the baby waves. And I looked and that man said, I said, did that thing just wave at me? 12 years ago, I prayed for this little boy.
Your tax-deductible donation of $28 sponsors one ultrasound. How many babies can you save? Dial pound 250, say the keyword baby, or